We're talking about the Conservation Congress annual survey results on the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The DNR spring hearings allow for input and testimony on proposed rule changes and questions relating to fish and wildlife management here in Wisconsin. Close to 11,000 people took part in the spring survey earlier this month, and that marks a 55% increase in participation from last year. Did you participate in the spring survey or meetings? What did you contribute? What wildlife and conservation topics are you invested in? And how would you like the state to manage chronic wasting disease in deer? Join in at 800-642-1234. Kari Lee Zimmerman is the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Conservation Congress liaison. Kari, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, give us some background. What is the Conservation Congress? How does it work?
Oh, the Conservation Congress is a really unique organization. It's the only system that we have like it in the United States. And it's a quite old system, actually. It was created in 1937. And so it's been going for about 85 years. And it's a system that has citizens who are volunteers representing each county and providing that public, that link between the public input and the department and the Natural Resources Board.
And so there are these meetings that occurred April 8th, is that right?
Yes, yep.
And so give us, you know, help us understand what happens at one of these meetings.
So the spring hearings are an annual meeting that are held in each county in Wisconsin. And they are a combination between a meeting for the Department of Natural Resources and a meeting for the Conservation Congress. So it's a jointly held meeting between the two. And they allow for public input on proposed rule changes from the department, and then also advisory questions that the Congress is wanting to ask the citizens how they feel about these various issues. In addition, there's also an opportunity to elect the delegates that represent you in your county, and citizens can also bring forward resolutions or their ideas for changes.
And this year there was an online component added. Why was an online survey needed?
Yeah, so we wanted to be sure that we were getting as much input from the citizens as we could, and we know that it's difficult for people to make it to a meeting when it's held at a specific time on a specific night. You know, people have lots of obligations, and they may work second shift, or they may have young children, so with a lot of competing interests and things going on, we wanted to make sure that people had an opportunity to get their voices out there. So we implemented this online system, which allowed for 3 days of people to be able to go online and share their input and thoughts on the questions in that manner.
And you had an influx of survey results from having the online addition to this process.
Yeah, we did. I think it was really well received. I think that it was a useful component to be added to the process, and I think it was well received by the people. And you'll recall maybe April 8th, it was a beautiful day. The weather was really nice, and there was a big basketball game on, so there was a lot of different things going on. So I think that maybe people were drawn to using the online option and, you know, and going outside and going for a bike ride, you know, and they maybe didn't stay at the meeting as long as they otherwise would have. So
there were competing interests.
Absolutely.
So how does a topic or resolution get on the agenda for these hearings or this year become a topic on the survey?
So most of the questions that the Conservation Congress asks have come through the system and started as citizen resolution. So any citizen in any county can show up at a spring hearing with their idea for change if they see a problem or a concern that they have and they have what they feel is a good resolution to it. They can write it up in a resolution and bring it to the spring hearings, and then the people that attend that spring hearings can provide their input on it and let them know if they're in favor of it or not. And if it gets a favorable input, then it would move on in the Congress process, which would then the resolution would advance to a study committee for the Congress where it's discussed and considered by the delegates on that committee. And they are also department liaisons to those committees to provide biological input on them as well.
We're talking. And, oh, go ahead.
Oh, and then so it would just advance through the process and then possibly become a question on the statewide questionnaire the next year at the spring hearings.
We're talking with Kari Lee Zimmerman. She is the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Conservation Congress liaison. And you can join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. What rules and policy do you want the DNR to act on? What do you want to know about how the DNR uses the information from the Conservation Congress? You can call in, email ideas at WPR.org. Kari, there were 88 questions on this year's survey, and citizens can actually propose rule changes to the state's fishing, trapping, and hunting regulations. One of those is to change the bag limit for walleye on the Winnebago system. Can you help us understand, break that down for us?
Yeah, so that was a proposal from the Department of Natural Resources from the fisheries section, and they were interested in getting feedback on that. And in addition to the spring hearings, they held a number of other public meetings on those in those counties sort of that are highly affected by it near the Winnebago system. Walleye are obviously a very important resource in the state and provide a lot of recreation and also economic impact to the area. So getting a lot of input from the people that are affected by that was really important to the department. So we got some great public input at the spring hearings, and the department will be reviewing all of that input and making their determination on whether or not to move that proposed rule forward at the May board meeting.
And it's interesting just how individual citizen voices can play such a role in policy making.
Yeah, it's a really important component that we have here, especially in Wisconsin. Like I said, there's no other place in the United States that has, I think, this level of citizen involvement and input in the resource management and policy decision. And I think that just shows sort of how much that Wisconsinites care about the resources and want to be a part of the management of them.
This year, the Conservation Congress asked about input about a proposal to ban lead ammunition. What is being considered there?
So, yeah, they did provide a question regarding the ban on lead ammunition and also one on lead fishing sinkers of 1 ounce or less. And those questions, it looks like, just looking at the results quickly, it looks like they did not get sort of overall favorable input, but it was a fairly slim margin. So, again, the Congress will take these results to their annual convention in Appleton and consider all of this input before they make their determination as a position, not from the organization.
When it's a slim margin on these types of questions, how do you evaluate that? You know, what is your takeaway when you see some, really divided but very close calls?
I think the takeaway is just that, is that it's, an issue that people feel strongly about, but there are, competing interests on both sides of the issue, so to speak. And so making a determination based on all of the input and all the considerations will be what they'll have to consider in May.
Citizens weighed in on how they'd like chronic wasting disease, or CWD, to be managed. Can you tell us about that question?
Yeah, I believe you may be talking about the pilot study for payment for positives.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, that was an issue that came through as a citizen resolution there again. And I can't speak to the intent from the resolution authors, but I believe that they were looking to, see if this possible option, this pilot program would show that they could take more CWD-affected animals off the landscape through this sort of program, sort of by changing how they're hunted and taken off the landscape in highly areas where there's a lot of CWD.
So this payment for positives program would include offering incentives to kill deer infected with CWD. Is that it?
I think it was more of a, if you harvest an infected deer, then you would receive a payment. For that deer, for getting it off the landscape. It's currently you receive a new tag. If you have a CWD positive deer, you receive a replacement tag. And I believe the intent was that you would receive some sort of payment to help get those infected animals off the landscape.
What did the Conservation Congress results say about a baiting and feeding ban?
The input from the citizens was positive. And pretty strongly positive on that. It looks like over 5,000 people supported baiting and feeding ban, and just under 3,000 did not support it.
Water quality was also addressed. Where did the people come down on managing waste runoff?
Water quality is a really big issue all over the state. So they were very, very firmly in the increasing setbacks. From fields near water or streams to 30 feet. So that was over 7,000 people supported that. But again, this would be a policy decision that would require legislation. So that would require people in the legislature to propose a bill and go that route.
We're talking about the results from the DNR's spring hearings and the Conservation Congress county meetings held earlier this month. Each year, they collect public input on conservation and environmental issues. Kari Lee Zimmerman is our guide. She is the DNR's Conservation Congress liaison. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Did you participate in the Conservation Congress survey? What wildlife and conservation issues are you invested in? And how would you like the state to manage CWD? Call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back with this, more on the spring hearings, in just a minute on the Ideas Network. We're talking about the spring survey results in the Conservation Congress. You're with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The hearings are held annually to collect public input on conservation and environmental issues. And this year's ballot had 88 questions, including 49 proposed fishing, hunting, or trapping rule changes. Next month, Conservation Congress delegates will gather in Appleton to start working through all of the results from each county that won enough votes to pass. Outdoors people, we want to hear from you. What's on your mind regarding Wisconsin's natural resources? And farmers, what would you like to tell the DNR about your experience? Join in at 800-642-1234. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Kari Lee Zimmerman stays with us. She is the Wisconsin DNR's Conservation Congress liaison. Let's go to the phones now with Tom joining us from Viroqua. Hi, Tom.
Yes, good morning. I understand the advantages of having the online voting, but I found both in Vernon County, where I attended, and elsewhere from the records, it looks like actual real attendance at the meetings was down as more people stayed home. And I think that's kind of a great loss, because you don't have that opportunity for the defending particular or the discussion back and forth, the real town hall meeting kind of a spirit that I always thought was so valuable about, and particularly for citizen-initiated resolutions. People who are voting online don't even see those resolutions, and there's no opportunity to disseminate new information or new ideas to them. And I wonder how the Conservation Congress intends to proceed with that limitation.
Tom, thank you so much for that. Tom is missing that camaraderie, that town hall feel, and that ability to talk with other like-minded people. Kari?
Yeah, I mean, we did see attendance in person go down this year. I am not sure that we can, as a whole, attribute that to the online option. I think that, like we talked about before, I mean, there was a number of other things happening on April 8th that probably helped contribute to that. But online, the fact that people could go online and do it probably was, to some extent, have an impact on that. Moving forward, the Congress will look at how it went this year using the new, this was our first year, our first sort of shot at doing it. Overall, I think it went well, but we're going to definitely review how it all went and, you know, make tweaks to the system as we need to moving forward. And the department and the Congress will work together to make sure that moving forward, we're trying to get as much input and still maintain, you know, because having that discussion in person is really valuable.
So we don't know yet if the online survey is here to stay.
I think that it will be here next year. It you know, whether or not it looks exactly the same or there are some different options available, you know, that those are things that are yet to be determined.
Kari, citizens also supported restoring public funding for public lands in this year's Conservation Congress. Can you tell us about that resolution?
Yeah, well, again, I can't speak to the intent of the authors originally. I think that overall, the output from the spring hearings tells me that the citizens of Wisconsin feel really strongly that they want to make sure that the public lands that we have are adequately funded and making sure that we're able to do the management on those lands that they need. So, you know, what degree of funding that is, I'm not sure, and that's up to the people who are making the policy decisions. But, you know, I'm really glad to see that the citizens are engaged and want to support the public lands of the state.
Approximately what percentage of DNR policy and procedures comes from Conservation Congress ideas and the citizen process?
I would say that, I mean, a good portion of the questions, I couldn't maybe give you a percentage, but I would say a good portion of the questions that move through the department and come out as proposed rule changes have gone through the Congress process and been originated as resolutions have come from citizens. So a lot of the changes to maybe bag limits or size limits on specific lakes, I mean, you know, a lot of those come from resolutions from people who, you know, fish those lakes really heavily and have a great understanding of those fisheries. And then they work with their local biologist and have it go through the process.
Do you think if you didn't have the Conservation Congress that there would perhaps be a blind spot for the DNR?
I think that the Congress is a really valuable tool for the public to get their voice to the department. And I think it's really valuable for the department to sort of work backwards through the Congress and disseminate information back to the public. So I think it's a really valuable link in the communication between the state and the public.
We're talking with Kari Lee Zimmerman. She is the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Conservation Congress Liaison. There's still a line for you, 800-642-1234. Do you take part in the Conservation Congress survey or meetings? What do you wish to convey? What wildlife and conservation topics are you most concerned about? Call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Kari, former Governor Walker eliminated the minimum hunting age for Wisconsin in 2017. Did the Conservation Congress weigh in on anything around that?
They will be looking at the results of the question there was a question this year to bring back the age 10 minimum, and they'll be reviewing that in Appleton because I believe that it did pass with fairly significant support.
And what happens next after citizens weigh in? Are there items the DNR can immediately implement, act on?
The rule proposals from the department, any rule proposals that were on the department side as proposed rule changes, the department will be reviewing that input from the spring hearing, and the proposals that they want to advance, they'll go to the Natural Resources Board at their May meeting. And then the Congress will be reviewing their advisory questions and the input from those. And they will be sending, based on how they choose to support or not support the outcomes, they'll be sending a letter to the department asking the department for further consideration on the items that they are advancing.
Certainly, when you look at these questions, wording has a lot to do, perhaps, and can be tricky, can be sensitive. How do you come up with the correct wording for these questions?
Yeah, that's always a trick. So we do our very best to work with, we have a lot of eyes on these questions. We work with our, we work with the department staff and the Congress and we've tried very hard to provide questions that are sort of well-rounded and balanced and give all the different sides of the story and try not to sway people one way or the other. We're trying not to make people's decisions for them, but just giving them the facts that they can then make their own decision.
What about the parts of the survey results that need Wisconsin's legislature to act on? What happens on those?
So those, we have some legislators that attend the spring hearing. So we have legislators that are, you know, engaged in this process, obviously. Those results are available to legislators that are interested then in writing legislation and drafting a bill if they choose to do so. These are also results then that are available for the public to reach out to their legislators, if they're interested in encouraging them to proceed forward with some sort of change.
Kari, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, and happy Earth Day. It was great being here.
You too. Kari Lee Zimmerman is the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Conservation Congress liaison, and we've been talking about this year's Conservation Congress survey results. Just ahead, we are going to hear from an Australian sports reporter covering the Milwaukee Bucks. Consider what the end of Game of Thrones means for the future of binge watching. And we'll talk with environmentalist Tia Nelson and Senator Russ Feingold about Earth Day. A lot coming up. I'm Kate Archer Kent. This is the State Capitol Report. You're with us on the Ideas Network.